Listen to this news. Revived China-US agri trade. Soybean deals inked amidst market flux. A Chinese delegation has rekindled trade relations with the United States by signing substantial agricultural purchase agreements. This ceremony, held in Iowa, symbolizes a remarkable resumption of bulk purchase agreements since 2017, focusing predominantly on soybean deals. The U.S. Soybean Export Council, USSEC, facilitated this significant pact during the China-U.S. Sustainable Agricultural Trade Forum. Notable American corporations, including Archer Daniels Midland, Bunge, and Cargill, participated in the forum, culminating in 11 critical purchasing contracts. These frame contracts are indicative letters that outline the intent to confirm and finalize purchases at subsequent dates, lacking specific sales clauses at this stage. U.S. agricultural exports to China have observed a decline this year, owing to substantial harvests from global leader Brazil in corn and soy exports. Despite this downturn, the agreements signed show promise for improved agricultural trade ties between the two economic giants. Analyzing current trends, China's latest U.S. soybean purchases have dwindled by 39%, and corn acquisitions have plummeted by 73% compared to the preceding year. The market now eagerly anticipates definitive sales confirmations from the U.S. Agriculture Department to ascertain the full impact of these agreements. The Agricultural Symposium also revealed China's pragmatic approach towards soybean imports. Chinese buyers express limited aspirations for magnifying import quantities in upcoming years due to a stabilization in the demand chiefly attributed to animal feed production necessities. China has recently embarked on an exceptional procurement of U.S. soft red winter wheat, spurred by a compromise in the quality of its harvest owing to unfavorable weather conditions marked by intensive rain. These unfolding events delineate a transformative phase in global agricultural trade, signifying adaptability and strategic alignment with prevailing market conditions. Latest news, Auckland Port's Green Shipping Corridor leads maritime eco-innovation.